I want to turn our attention back to the economy because, as Alex just highlighted there, things do change. And we're going to get a big update on Friday, tomorrow's big jobs report coming out then. But we do have more data on the employment front in terms of how strong the labor market's looking. That is, of course, the latest data on the unemployment claims front. And that number reaching a new pandemic era low. For more on that, I want to bring on Yahoo Finance's Emily McCormick with the details in that one for us. Emily.
Well, Zach, definitely some positive signs heading into tomorrow's October jobs report due for release at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. And I do want to start off with a quick preview of what investors should be expecting from that, since, of course, that is going to be a highly anticipated print after the disappointment that we got in both September and August payrolls. Now, economists are hoping to see a pickup in hiring after those back-to-back disappointments. Non-farm payrolls are expected to rise by 450,000 for October, and that would come following the 194,000 of jobs that we saw brought back in September. Now, the unemployment rate is also expected to tick down, making a little bit more improvement here to reach 4.7% from the 4.8% in the prior month. But even with those improvements, we should note that the labor market does still have a ways to go before returning to those pre-pandemic conditions. Now, of course, the unemployment rate had been at a 50-year low of 3.5% back in February 2020. And to give a little bit more context, the economy has still shed a net total of over 5 million jobs since the pandemic first meaningfully impacted the economy back in March of 2020. Then one other key metric that economists will be looking for in tomorrow's report will be on average hourly wages. Now, we've heard that compensation costs have been going up across a broad range of companies as they try to compete for workers with those job openings near a record high. And economists are expecting to see those average hourly earnings grow by 4.9% over last year in tomorrow's report, up from the 4.6% annual rate in September. Now, as you were alluding to, Zach, we did get a number of upbeat labor market data points heading into this report. This morning, we just got new weekly jobless claims that came in lower than expected to reach a new pandemic-era low of 269,000. And we should also note that during the survey week for the October jobs report, which takes place in the middle of the month, we also saw those new claims come in below the psychologically important 300,000 level. So definitely some good signs there. And then finally, of course, we did get that private payrolls figure from ADP out yesterday. That showed a better than expected 571,000 jobs in the private sector came back last month. So of course, that isn't always a perfect indicator of what to expect from the Labor Department, but we have been getting a slew of upbeat data on the Labor Department, or on the labor market rather, so far, Zach and Jared.
All right, Emily McCormick bringing us the latest there on the employment front. Appreciate that. And of course, all eyes tomorrow, 8:30, early morning coverage here on Yahoo Finance Live for that Big Jobs Friday.